Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
I don't like blood and guts, but I love them when they're lengthily discussed.
Hello, listeners. This is a bit of a special mini episode slash announcement slash placeholder. Is that a good way to say it, Paul?
Yeah, and I liked all those slashes.
Oh, that's no accident, my friend. There's so many slashes in this movie, it might as well be a Robert Zombie Halloween joint.
That's right. We love you, Robert Zombie.
Listen, last week we said see you next week, but we had fully intended to take a week off mid-season like we did last time. Just to give us a little bit of a buffer.
And yeah, so we
didn't
forgot
want to
about
mislead
that.
You.
Yeah. So, we just wanted to pop in and say, hey, we're taking 1 week break right here in the, I guess this is the little tent pole holding up the big circus tent.
That's right.
For the
this
next,
is the hump episode.
Yeah, for the other half of the tent, which, and not content, just the other half of a circus tent of the next five Spring King Flings, which, Gourley, I gotta tell you, I am loving the Spring King Fling so far. They are fun movies.
Oh, me too. Are you kidding? In fact, we're going to just do a little bit of a recap and then stay tuned at the end of this very short episode for a very special announcement.
Yes. So, we thought, hey, we're right in the middle here. Maybe we could do a little look back over the shoulder and then we'll kind of move our head back over and look ahead at the next five movies.
That's right. So what we've covered so far is The Dead Zone. Mm. And then it was...
Oh, well, then it was most certainly...
Neither. Come on.
Silver listen. Bullet.
Silver Bullet. Then Misery. Oh.
No.
No Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah, then we had a Misery.
Then we did The Running Man.
Yeah, The Running Man.
Do you want to rank them? Would you be so bold as to rank them already, or should we save that to the end?
No, we got to rank them now.
Okay.
Because ranking is always fun. Wow. Now, whew. It's going to be insightful because we know the scores. But when I have to look something as a piece of five, whew, changes everything.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Okay. My number, do you want to go five or one, start at three and blossom out?
Let's do our fives into fours, into threes, into twos, into one.
Perfecto.
Okay.
Now, my gut is that we're maybe going to share the same five, but who's to say?
I don't know about that.
Oh, my good
and,
golly.
And is not oh, to my say Ms. that Molly. I didn't like number five. I really like number five. In fact, I'm torn. My five and four on any given day could change.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Locked in. That's in my mind, I've locked in.
Yeah. Okay. What is it? Me too.
Maximum Overdrive.
That was the one I was considering, but I'm going to go Silver Bullet. Now, Paul, I loved that movie. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, Matt. No. I get it, my friend. I get it.
It's just Maximum Overdrive has a nostalgia factor for me that I'm sure Silver Bullet would had I seen it before. But
And how Dr. Presumption of me to be like, we got the same number five. Hold my stethoscope.
Dr. Presumption.
Of the right. Presumptions family.
Of the Connecticut Presumptions. Yeah. So you know my number four, Maximum Overdrive. What's your number four?
Well, that would be With All My Love. No, it's Silver Bullet.
Are you serious?
Now you're going to know my number three because I had to choose between the three and four. Three is Running Man.
Me but too. I bet our 3-2-1s are the same.
3-2-1. Here we go. Because when I just had to look at it as like, what would I be stoked to watch next? The Running Man experience was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I want to get back on that ride again. It's like after you get off a ride and you see like a long line in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, screw it. I'm going to wait the long line because I want to go on the ride again. I don't know what the long line is in this metaphor. But
there is no line for the Running Man, friend. You can get right back on.
You always have a fast pass to the Running Man.
They don't even make you get out of the little roller coaster car. They just say, you want to go again?
That's when you're at a theme park and everything rules.
Yeah.
It's when like the teenager is like, do you want to go like one more time? You're like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So is your number two the same as mine?
Yes.
I love how you tried to answer that without knowing what mine is, but let's say it at the same time. And over Zoom, this will never work, but let's try it.
Okay. Number
one,
two.
Two, three, dead zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just had a minor change in the four. No. Just we had the same one, two, threes.
Yeah. And then our fours and fives are switched. That means Misery is the big winner.
Yeah. Which, you know, it does kind of come down to like vibe and taste. Misery is a lot of fun. So that, I guess, pushes it over the edge in terms of what I'd want to sit down and rewatch. Because, you know, I don't know if I want to always see the local serial killer open his mouth and start moving it towards a pair of scissors.
No.
But I like to see, like, close-ups of mattresses. So sign me up for Misery. But if you want something that feels a little like, oh God, so cozy. I mean, like that Christopher Walken walking around breathing and you see his breath. That's also cool.
But you can't out-coze Misery. There's literally a guy in a bed the whole movie.
Because he's warm while everything else is cold outside. That
he's
is
being
the
served
cozy.
Breakfast in bed by a crazy woman. Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you just, ignore, the crazy woman and the swollen ankles, which is probably not cozy. Also, we didn't talk about this when we talked about Misery, but this is great. This is why we're doing this. I never talked about how being in that experience for the novelist, Paul Sheldon, would be the most boring. Like, it's almost like the movie's like about like boredom and just like how much it sucks. And like, even when they have dinner and he finally like is doing something different, I'm just like, it's more depressing than just being in bed while the sun goes down and you can't move. And that's so much better than sitting at a table being like,
being held hostage by, he's literally being held hostage, but also emotionally hostage by an overbearing personality. That's probably that's my biggest nightmare. Don't listen to that, Freddie.
And if this box, you know, one little nugget you get is me just checking off like just a personal detail, Matt, the most times I've ever never physically harmed anybody, just but in my mind, I have to like grapple with like, I'm freaking out here is like if I'm in a space and somebody like does the joke of like keeping the door closed and I want to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Whoo!
No,
so if I was in the Misery situation, I'd be going bananas.
Yeah, well, don't ever become an author and it won't happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I love prose, but okay.
Too bad. Which movie are you most looking forward to in the upcoming five?
Ooh. So let's run through them, because now the next one we know
Christine,
and then there's a bunch of C's. We got the Carries,
the Cujos,
and the Cujos,
and the Children's of the Corn.
Yeah,
and then the Mist,
the Kissed. So, gosh, As always, just like in Stand By Me, written by Stephen King, this is filled with goochers. Three De Laurentiises at the beginning, and an inevitable, I'm going to guess it, you know it's going to happen. We're going to have four C's in a row. We're going to end on the best. That's how crazy this thing is.
Probably.
And then the every other of it all. Matt, right. That's a goocher too.
It really is.
I mean, your pick, my pick?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So what's the one you're most looking forward to out of those?
Well, I've seen Carrie and The Mist, so I'm more, and I've seen the others, but just not since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I think Children of the Corn somehow, or Christine, one of those two.
Yeah, Children of the Corn and The Mist are the two for me. You haven't ever seen Children of the Corn?
I have.
It's been a while?
Yeah. I've seen all three. I've seen all the movies coming up, but yeah. I haven't seen those since they first came out on video.
Yeah, and I've seen all these. Any gut feelings of the one that's going to be your fave? And could this one, you don't even have to answer this out loud. You can just answer it in your heart. Would it surpass Misery or The Death Zone?
For some reason, I think I have low expectations for Cujo, and I feel like that could be a sleeper hit.
Yep.
I have no idea. I don't really remember. All I remember is the kid and the mom at one point making a dash to the car. That's literally all I know about that movie. So what if that's a hit? But I don't think it's going to beat Misery.
Yeah. The one that might sneak up on me as a sleeper hit could be Cujo. It has been a while since I gotten to hang out with that old rascal.
We're looking at you, you frothy mouthed pup. Let's see what you do.
We should do a double feature with that in Beethoven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just in terms of drooly mutts.
Well, that's where we're coming from and where we're headed.
Yeah.
Should we talk about some very exciting news?
I think so.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, we've been waiting and waiting, and now we got some news.
That's right. The In Myers We Trust episodes are finally going to be available on Patreon. So subscribers will have it.
Mm.
And we'll put the Voorhees episodes, even those are free out in the world. We'll put them up on Patreon as well. So you can get every episode of with Gorley and Rust and Myers We Trust and Voorhees We Trust and Kruger We Trust everywhere, all in one place on our Patreon.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you who weren't familiar, Matt and I, we began this crazy journey with the Friday 13th. Then Matt said, okay, buddy, that's your favorite franchise. This is my fave chise. And you said Halloween. And I was like, all right, here we go. And then we said, you know, there's a little holy trinity going on of these cuckoos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about we just go off and we'll start on our own journey together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Clawed hand in clawed hand uh-huh. with Nightmare on Elm Street. And then after that, it was away we go. Xenos.
Into aliens, into one-offs, into Shark Weeks, into Spring King Fling. Am I forgetting anything? Scream?
A screamer. We had some, we screamed along the way, and we also, some people, I think ourselves would include the low point. We had to watch those depressing Christmas killer movies.
Oh, that's right. Those were tough. The mini season. Tis the mini season.
Yeah. The like winter solstice when it's just really cold and
shortest day of the year.
Yeah. Our shortest episodes of the year.
That's right.
We're like, what do we have to do to talk about Jack Frost and never think about it again? Not the Michael Keaton one.
Right. Yeah. Well, so listen, the Myers episodes, there's no release date on them yet because we're still discussing when and how we can have those from Stitcher, but they will only and exclusively when they are here be available on Patreon.
Yeah, so keep your eyes and ears peeled, not for killers, but for information on when that date will be.
Yeah, we'll let you guys know first, but it won't be too long. It'll certainly be before Halloween this year. So hopefully even sooner than that. But
oh my gosh. It'll be so nice to have them all in one place.
I know. Just as a completist, it's going to feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you finally get all of your, the Twisted Wizard of Oz action figures, you know, when, the guy who did Spawn did those.
Oh, McFarland.
Yeah.
Scott McFarland. Is like, that who it was?
Yeah. Yeah. Seth.
Did he really?
No, that's, Seth. No, that's, I think we've even Todd.
Todd, yeah.
You
Todd
said that, Todd. Right?
I did.
Oh, boy. And then I was like, no, Matt, you said Todd, but it's Todd. Yeah, he did like a goth, twisted, like, Neil Campbell and I talk about all the time. It's like, the cowardly lion's guts are always spilling out to show his cowardice on the field of battle the Gargamels.
God.
So, yeah, we'll talk about the Twisted Wizard of Oz action figures at some point, too.
We'll do a full episode on that.
Yeah, a full 10 episodes.
Yeah, 10th season. And listen, both of our bands have a gig on May 5th at the Federal Bar. That's Townland, followed by Don't Stop or We'll Die. There's some special guests. It's going to be a hoot. We did it before. Oh. It was so much fun.
Matt, May 3rd.
What did I say?
May 5th. Cinco de Mayo, but it's not Cinco de Mayo. It's May 3rd.
It's Cinco de Mayo minus dos. Just remember it that way. Remember it as May 3rd.
No, I think the easiest way is what you said.
Okay, or Star Wars Day minus one, or May Day plus two.
Oh, yeah. If you guys just want to ramp up to your May the 4th be with you celebrations and your Cinco de Mayo celebrations, the best way to kick it off is with our May 3rd show of Townland, and Don't Stop or We'll Die. I can't wait, buddy. That's going to be fun.
You can get tickets on Eventbrite, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah. But
otherwise, we'll see you next week with Christine.
Vroom, vroom.
Baranski will be our guest. This is going to be huge.
Oh my gosh, if we got a solid like hour and a half just interview after our discussion of Christine, that's just a interview with Christine Baranski's only her thoughts on the movie Christine.
Well, stay tuned. You never know what will happen in a week. I mean, look who our producer is. There's the sky's the limits. We don't need to talk about that.
No, we don't talk about that.
All right, I'll see you next week, Paul.
Bye.
Bye.
With Paulie.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.